Earth and Sky.
The question is if the sun or greenhouse gases are the primary driver of the trends over the last few decades.
We're speaking with Caspar Ammann, climate scientist at NCAR, the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder.
The naturally driven world that seemed to have, in our understanding, when we try to model it or try to understand it in reconstructions, it seems to work with solar variability, volcanoes that go off. Seems to work quite well. But when we come to the last 30, 50 years, something else is going on.
Like most climate scientists, Ammann believes that something is not the sun.
And when we then look at the sun, if the sun could be increasing, well, there's not a single measure of solar variability, be it sunspots, be it flares, be it cosmic rays. There is no trend whatsoever over the last 50 years, yet it is this period that we identify of having the fingerprint of greenhouse gas changes.
He said a warmer sun would cause warming high in Earth's stratosphere, but this isn't happening, according to Ammann.
What our satellites and radio sondes and rockets are telling us is that above the tropopause, temperatures are dropping. And a drop in temperatures that does not fit with a change in solar radiation, but it fits very nicely with an increase in greenhouse gases.
For today, that's our show. Our thanks to Caspar Ammann at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, where Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.